Commissioner, I want to thank you very much for coming up to Conway, because frequently Carroll County has been ignored by those people coming from Concord. But it's a great pleasure to have you here and to have the opportunity to talk about this LLC tax. From what I can have read, the hearings in Berlin and Plymouth have turned out to be hearings on the merits of the LLC tax and not specifically on the 900 series rules, which are charged by RSA 541A to develop, which is the Administrative Procedures Act, and you're charged by that law to develop rules to facilitate the administration of the bill. And so I hope that people, although people have talked about the merits of the bill, and I don't blame you because there never was a hearing, but if we're really going to help out the commissioner and his department, we should try and focus on the administrative rules. Because you don't have much time to get it done because of the time constraints you're under. I heard someone, maybe it was you, comment about I think it was on Wevo yesterday, about how you really plan to get the draft of these rules finished by next week, which I don't know how you're going to do it. But anyhow, basically the problem is that the LLC tax was passed in the Committee of Commerce at 1 a.m. the morning of June 19th. It was passed without any public hearing, with a few people knowing really what the legislation says. We now, and thank you very much for bringing up the copies of it, because it's the first time I've seen them. There are some solutions. And the first solution I would suggest to you, and although this isn't under the purview of the actually under the administrative rules, but if you could inform the governor that you need more time for the hearings, particularly in the southern part of the state. And I have tried to speak to several influential senators down there in Concord and see what they, from the southern part of the state, and see what they can do to allow you that time to hold these hearings. The governor can do it if he wants to, and I hope he will. Since we're only talking about $15 million, the other thing that could be done, and I don't know that you can do much about it at this point, but since we're only talking about $15 million for the 09 fiscal year, there is really no reason why the problem is, and this is your deadline, because of your deadline, there are people who are trying to figure out what their taxes are going to be for 09. And the deadline for filing those taxes is coming up. And there's also the question of avoiding a constitutional conflict with Part 1, Article 23 of New Hampshire Constitution, which talks about retroactive legislation. You can all read it. It's only two lines long. Anyhow, the whole question of reasonable compensation, which is, I guess, under your purview, must be worked out in a very specific manner. From what I've heard on National Public Radio yesterday, you must be planning to present your draft rules next week, and that's going to be a big problem, which is much too soon to develop, I would think, to develop what reasonable compensation is. But it's going to be very difficult for people to figure out what the impact of this tax is going to be on their businesses. Now, what can the business community do? All you people here who are concerned about this whole issue, the first thing you can do is put pressure on the governor to extend the rulemaking hearing so that input from the business community in the southern part of the state can be received. The second thing is put pressure on the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House to delay the JELCA hearings as long as possible. Now, what is JELCA? I've not heard that word mentioned. It may have been, but it wasn't on the radio. JELCA is the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules. And now there's this committee, which was set up, and the rules that are drafted by the commissioner and his department have to be approved by JELCAR, which is a legislative committee made up of members of the House and Senate. Their only responsibility is to determine that the administrative rules are consistent with the policy and the law. And if they are, they have to approve it. They cannot change it. But any of you, those meetings are open, and any of you can attend to and attend these JELCAR hearings and speak, as long as you address administrative rules and their relevance and their relationship to the policy and the law. Once JELCAR approves these administrative rules, they have the full force of law, and that's the end of it. So that's something that all of you should know about, and it's a rather important aspect of the whole process. Now, if you really want to play hardball, you can petition the Legislative Ethics Committee to avoid the LLC law because of the manner in which it was adopted by the Committee of Conference on House Bill 2 at 1 a.m. in the morning of June 19th, without a duly advertised hearing. And perhaps, and contrary to House Rule 49G, which is listed under the duties of the Speaker, because House Rule 49G says that no committee of conference shall have anything in it which was not in either the House or the Senate passed version of the bills. And obviously both this LLC tax and the campground tax you've all heard about qualify for that. And if it turns out that the retroactive aspects of this LLC law are unconstitutional because of Article 23, Part 1 of the New Hampshire Constitution, you could say that everybody who voted for it broke their oath of office. But that's a different subject, perhaps. Anyhow, you could also petition the Supreme Court concerning the constitutionality of the LLC law, and that would certainly slow the process down, which may benefit all of us, and give the legislature the opportunity to at least change the effective dates so that they don't apply to the tax year 2009. Thank you very much, Commissioner. I'll be happy to answer any questions.